The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland's rugby sevens, they started our Olympics last evening with a flourish. Two wins against South Africa first and then against Japan. And New Zealand awaits later today. But these are our latest Olympians. We're going to look back at some of our earliest Olympians. I'm joined by Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, let's talk about the original modern Olympics.
Yeah, so the Olympics in their current form were established by Pierre de Coubertin, a French baron. So he was a keen sportsman, practiced boxing, fencing and rowing, and grew up during the Franco-Prussian War of the 19th century, which France lost. Believed that one of the reasons that they lost that war was the French education system. It had too much emphasis on poetry and philosophy and the pursuits of the aesthetes, and he wanted young boys to practice more athletics and sports a la the English public school system. Rugby was obviously being played in England at that time at schools level. So he took inspiration from the ancient Greeks and founded the International Olympic Committee in 1894, with the first games taking place in its spiritual home of Athens in 1896. It took place in the Panathenaic Stadium, which has a capacity of 80,000 at the time and is the only stadium in the world built entirely of marble.
Now, was it built for that purpose, do you know?
No, I think it was the ancient Olympics. So it returned to its spiritual home in many ways. And it's a fascinating sight. I think it's one of the things to see in Athens.
Now, he might come across in history as the good guy who started the Olympics. There are a couple of shady bits to him.
Yeah, his complicated legacy might be putting it mildly. He kind of stinks. So he banned women from participating in the first game, saying that they should be only used in their original role to crown the winners. He wasn't against women playing sport, but said he didn't want them making a spectacle of themselves, which... good stuff, Pierre, very progressive. Women were allowed to participate at the following games in Paris at 1900, but weren't allowed to compete in athletics and gymnastics until the 1928 games in Amsterdam. He was also a racist and a fanatical colonialist, was big into colonialism and the idea of the whites being the superior race. And despite withdrawing from the IOC and not taking up an invite by Adolf Hitler to attend the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, he lavished praise on the games. So, not great.
Now, let's talk about our record in the games. I mean, we became an independent state, first of all, the Free State, and then we became a republic in 1949. So how far back do we go as ourselves in the Olympics?
Well, our first medal, as you say, came in 1924 after we'd formed as the Irish Free State through Jack B. Yeats, famously. He won silver from mixed painting at the Games in Paris. Painting in the Games. Also, Oliver St. John Gogarty won for literature at that game. So
things have changed a bit.
Just a bit.
Well, cry from breaking and surfing and other such sports.
I'd consider breaking the obvious next step to painting, right, in terms of an artistic pursuit. But the first games at which Ireland actually participated generally was at 1900. And in 1908, the first female Olympian from Ireland emerged in the form of Beatrice Hill Lowe. She was from RD House in County Louth. She's also the first Irish woman to win a medal at an Olympic Games when she took bronze for Great Britain in archery at double national level at London in 1908. That was the only Olympic event open to women in that game because they were only allowed to compete in a sport whilst fully clothed. So still a bit to go at that stage.
She won the medal, but it went to GB because we were still part of the empire at that point.
Yeah, I think there was something like 55 Irish athletes competing under the banner of Great Britain and 22 were medalists in 1908. So fairly successful from the off for Irish, but plenty more to come, as we'll see.
Now, who were the Irish Wales?
Right. So in 1897, the Greater New York Irish Athletic Association was founded in Long Island in New York, formed by Irish immigrants after they found great difficulty trying to join existing clubs in their new homeland, you know, no dogs, no Irish, etc. They changed their name to the Irish American Athletic Club in 1904 and purchased land in Queens and built a facility called Celtic Park. And became this kind of haven for other people who'd been thrown out with a kind of WASPy sports culture in America. So some of the top Jewish athletes at the time, like Abel Kiviat and Meyer Princeton, joined the IAAC, and the first African-American to win an Olympic gold, John Baxter Taylor Jr., joined the club in 1908. Now, most famously, they brought, as you say, the Irish Wales, who dominated the throwing events at the Olympics from 1896 to 1924. So they were real superstars of their day.
Pat O'Callaghan.
Yeah. So he's from Kirkcaldy in County Limerick, won three consecutive Olympic gold medals in the hammer throw in 1900, 1904 and 1908. Between 1896 and 1909, he broke the world record for hammer throw 15 times. His last effort made him the oldest world record breaker in the history of athletics at 41 years and 196 days old.
My goodness. Anyone else of note? Martin Sheridan from Bohola?
Yeah, from Bohola, County Mayo. There's a bust in honour of him, I believe, in the village. And he won nine Olympic medals, including five gold medals in jumping and discus events in 1904, 1906 and 1908. He nearly died from contracting blood poisoning and mastoiditis in 1912 and never truly recovered from that. Died from pneumonia in 1918 at just 37 years old. But his obituary in the New York Times describes him as one of the greatest athletes the United States has ever known. It's funny because a lot of the people who were competing in discus, even as far back as 1896 from the US and Britain, were really good at throwing events, but had never seen a discus before the Olympics. So they said, "Ah, we'll give it a go."
All right. Patrick J. Paddy Ryan from Palace Green.
Yeah, in County Limerick. He, in 1912, he set the official International Association of Athletics Federation's world record in hammer throw. The record stood for 25 years and was the US record for 40 years until 1953. So that's some achievement. And he won the Olympic hammer throw with a toss of 173 feet, 5 and 3 quarter inches. And that's the largest margin of victory ever at the Games. So it was over 14 and a half feet ahead of the Swedish Carlos Lind's throw, which was the next best thing. Mm. So, yeah, they were quite dominant in the in the early parts of the 20th century, were all part of the New York Police Department and are honoured there as well. So lots
now,
of success.
Now, was there a bit of a desert then in terms of Olympic success?
Well, actually, Pat O'Callaghan in the 28 Games played or competed under the Irish flag and won our first gold in hammer throw in 1928. So it continued the tradition of us being incredibly talented in these throwing events. They actually, on the topic of the Irish Wales, they got their nickname because of their body shape, so the famous stout Irish body, but also they had this enormous appetite. So they ate a dozen white boiled eggs with the shell still on, oysters by the hundreds, and were partial to eating three T-bone steaks each at the same meal. And it's said that the nickname came about after a waiter on their voyage to the 1912 Games in Stockholm said, "It's whales they are, not men." So a good
Irish
story.
As I was saying, the desert then, until 1956, and Ronnie Delaney in Melbourne won the gold in the 1500.
Yeah, I don't think we competed at 1936, which was, I think, the closest after
the Berlin
48.
Games, yeah.
A troubling series of games. Yeah. Actually really weird because a lot of what we have today in the Olympic Games, like the torch relay and even the way sports film documentaries are made, come from the 36 Games. So it's not just Coubertin who's suffering from the legacy of that Games today.
It's an interesting text here. "Hope you don't forget Peter O'Connor, silver and gold in 1906. He participated on the understanding that he was competing for Ireland. He won silver in the long jump. His brothers put up a green flag with Éireann Gabhra on the green flag. Cousin of my grandfather," that's from Fionn. "I should say that he took down the Union Jack to put up the green flag, and that was the first political demonstration ever at an Olympic Games."
That's really cool.
Percy Williams, 100 metres in 1928. So a scattering of Irish representatives at the Olympics.
Yeah, we took over the world fairly early on.
Cameron, thank you very much for joining us. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.